Claude Monet's garden at Giverny in France draws 500,000 visitors every year. And now Americans will get their chance to enjoy the serenity of that scene. The New York Botanical Garden in the Bronx is bringing together an exhibit that recreates the garden Monet so loved, along with photographs, videos, rare documents, and two of Monet's paintings. Here's NPR's Margot Adler.
Whether or not you have ever experienced Claude Monet's garden in France in Giverny, if you walk into the recreation at the New York Botanical Garden, prepare to be stunned. Scaled down to be sure, but in some ways even more riotous in its abundance of flowers and colors, you step through the portal, through a facade of Monet's house with its salmon-colored walls and green shutters, out into a long corridor of flowers.
When I walked in here, I thought, wow.
9-year-old Vanessa Calvo and adults Mary Quinton and Karen Rhodes.
I was speechless.
Like going into a paradise. Really beautiful.
Oh, just got goosebumps.
All these flowers, more than 150 species, which will change as the exhibit runs through three seasons, have been grown from seed by the gardening team at the New York Botanical Garden. Todd Forrest, head of horticulture, says the goal is to capture the essence of Monet's garden.
The incredible, overpowering color and the spirit of natural beauty that it infused and informed his paintings. We hope that visitors to the whole exhibition will leave understanding that Monet would never have been the painter he became if he wasn't the gardener he was.
Monet rented the house in Giverny in 1883 and lived there until his death in 1926. He, his children, and stepchildren worked in the garden, and eventually, as he became wealthy and bought the house and more land, he hired 5 gardeners. The exhibition includes 2 paintings of flowers, one early and one never before shown in the States, darker in color and tone, painted during the First World War. There's also his artist's palette of colors, the only one in existence. But clearly his garden was another palette. Forrest says Monet was constantly tweaking his garden, experimenting with plants. There was even a part of the garden he called paint box beds,
where he experimented with color combinations and texture and height combinations, kind of off the beaten path, before he was happy enough with those combinations to include them in his garden.
Oh, my heavens.
Lupins.
Ah, but these are lupins not like you see anywhere.
We've been growing these plants, in some cases, for a year or more, and we've been preparing for the exhibition for the past 2 years.
Brilliant blue delphiniums, pink and white foxglove, roses and poppies, mixed with wildflowers, one of Monet's innovations, like mullein you might find by the roadside. Forrest thinks Monet would be pleased with this recreation, but also a little envious, since here every spring flower seems to be blooming at once. Paul Hayes Tucker is a Monet expert and curator of this exhibition.
Monet would be green with envy, pink with envy, white with envy over what Todd and his team have been able to do, both in terms of the abundance of the flowers and their size and their color.
Tucker chose the 2 paintings that you can see in a separate gallery. The gardens, he says.
They defined him. They gave him life. They added spiritual zest to his being. And they obviously were absolutely central to his conceptions about art.
There wouldn't be a Monet's garden without the water lilies. Todd Forrest shows me the outdoor pool where they're just beginning to bloom. Some are the same types from the same nursery in France where Monet went. Monet first saw colorful hybrid water lilies at the 1899 Paris World's Fair.
There must be at least 15 or 20 different types of water lilies.
More like 50 on display in this pool alone.
Monet painted the water lilies over and over. Paul Hayes Tucker says the gardens are a living work of art, like a still life. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
And you can see pictures of Monet's garden in the Bronx at npr.org.